I'll open up. Obviously, we had a really tough battle in Athens this past weekend. Played a very good football team, and came up on the short end. Obviously, I still think we can play better. We played good at times in that game, and the best thing we did was probably hanging in there. But we got to get better, and we're anxious to get started working against Duke. And obviously, the coaches are extremely busy working on Duke today. The players are off, and we'll start practice again Tuesday and try to get ready for a big game this weekend.
Coach, I'm afraid you might have addressed this at some point, but again, the Duke Northwestern White transfers.
About 50,000 times, but that's not going to stop me for 50,001. I think it's, just typical of what college football is today now. Nobody can, get a huge advantage scholarship-wise. I think the academic schools or whatever you want to call them, are doing a good job of retaining players and having them in their system for a long time, and they're getting good players. You look at the rosters of all those schools, and they got some good players on their team. And every once in a while, just those good players step up and you start winning games, and then you attract other good players, and it can build just like any other program. So not surprising, those are great schools. They have a lot of positives to recruit players. Great education. They're all in, great situations, great cities. So it's not a huge surprise to me.
For to all kind of come together for all five of them at relatively the same time.
So. Well, I don't. Northwestern's been pretty consistent the last few years. Duke, I thought, was making inroads really ahead of us in the recruiting wars over the past previous years. Wake Forest obviously has been playing very well for several years now, so I don't think it was just all one year here. I think everybody's sort of been building up to it.
Is there any kind of a model along those lines that you looked at and said?
Nope.
Is your familiarity with David Cutler give you anything, given his tenure?
Give me some sleepless nights. Yeah, David is an excellent coach. His career is obvious if you look at it. And, he did a great job at Mississippi when he was a head coach, and I knew that he would bring Duke's program up almost immediately when he got in there. And he's certainly done that. And you can see him playing a lot harder with much more pride and more efficiently. And that's what a good coach does.
Some of the concepts the same, some of the stuff
you
did at Tennessee and Ole Miss,
and developing quarterbacks. Yeah, they are. But, I think you look back at any program, 5 or 6 years ago, football's changed a little bit, and offenses are going to change, and he's changed with the times, and they're doing all the stuff that everybody else does now. He's not, stayed behind. He's kept up or been ahead of the curve on a lot of things. So, it'll be a typical tough game to prepare for. He's going to have them ready to run the football. He's going to have them ready to pass the football, and we've got to be able to stop both. And I'm sure defensively, because they have to work against his offense, they do a good job of preparing to play both the run game and the pass game. We don't look at the rest of the schedule. We're looking at the Duke game, and that's all we're trying to do is win this one. And, our guys can count. They know how many we got. They know how many we need to be bowl eligible. They know how many we have left. We're all taking math here at Vanderbilt. We're not trying to hide it. We're not trying to you know, say ignore it and do this and that, you know, that's part of it. It's part of our story this year, you know, and it's part of our season. So, you know, you can't ignore that big thing that's sitting right over there staring at us.
Bobby, with the changes in the offensive line, do you like it with the production on Saturday? Do you think you've got the pieces and the guys in the spots you've left to maybe stick with them for this week?
Well, we'll probably stick with those, that combination. It worked better for us. You know, Georgia's pretty tough to run against, and we had some success running the football. We'd like to have more. When you run the football, it just puts a lot of pressure on everything else on the opponent's defense, and we faced the same thing this past Saturday when, you know, you got Noshon Moreno, you know, running like he does, you know, it puts a whole lot of pressure on your pass defense. Not only your run defense, but your pass defense too. So, you know, that's what I'm sure every coach in the nation would like to be able to do both very efficiently, and it sure would help each other.
Coach, I don't want to sound like I know what I'm talking about, but it looked like
your linebacker. Don't worry.
Looked like
I couldn't help that, Marsh. I'm sorry.
It looked like your linebackers were playing farther off the ball Saturday than usual. I don't know if they were or if that was by design. Or
nope, I don't think so.
What's your thoughts on McKenzie's performance on that side?
For the most part, it was very good. That's, you know, a tough place to play. You know, his first start of the year, and, you know, I think he handled the pressure very well. You know, there are some experienced quarterbacks who, you know, throw interceptions, and, you know, sometimes that just happens in the game. I know McKenzie, as soon as he let go of one of them, you know, would have liked to have had that one back. You know, the other one was tipped, and, you know, it was, you know, somewhat his fault, but not entirely. But he ran the ball well, and at times threw the ball well, and I think that gives us a chance to do what I was talking about earlier and sort of spread it out and equalize it, and that gives defenses so much more trouble. You know, we couldn't, you know, we were not throwing the ball early in the year, and that made it so much harder to run, and hopefully this will help us.
Georgia had an interesting decision to make. I think it was 30 seconds ago when we decided to kick on fourth and short up 7. I know at Ole Miss you had something similar, but it was only a 3-point game. Would you have done the same thing, or is there a right or wrong answer there?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if you can be totally protected in either situation. You know, when you run on fourth down, you don't make it. The clock immediately stops at change of possession. So, you know, we would have had more of a chance. I don't think we were really coming that close to blocking their previous field goals. There was a chance that he would miss it because he missed two before. But I would have probably done the same thing. And it gives them a 10-point lead if he makes it. And, you know, right.
Coach, Jen Grant, big game for you. Talk a little bit about your transition.
Well, you know, we knew he was a very fine athlete, and it was just a matter of time before he started producing, and he produced in a big way the other day. You know, just very athletic catches in the corner of the end zone, but he also has done well previous games. He's running punts back. We had him in a little rocket sweep the other day where he gained some good yardage. He's just a pretty natural football player. And switching from defensive back, which he played all last year, which you know, in his redshirt season, to wide receiver and not getting the benefit of spring practice, we knew it was going to be a little while before he just became totally comfortable with everything. So you can see him just, you know, playing better, having more fun. You know, he's liking it right now, and we like him to like it. So we're going to start giving him the ball and see what else he can do with it.
You said you knew he was an athlete. Obviously, that's one reason to recruit him. But is the guy's understanding, is maybe his understanding of positions in football more advanced than you thought, and you know, guys like that?
No, we thought he was, you know, a really good football player in high school, and he played quarterback, so he understood offense, and he played defensive back. So, you know, at the time, you know, with Earl being here last year and Alex being healthy, we didn't really need him at wide receiver. But it's a little different, high school and college receiver and what you do, or being on offense in high school and being on offense in college and what you have to look for. And he's a sharp kid, learns well, has no problem doing it. So I think he'll get better and better.
Coach, do you think he got anything out of his exposure in basketball last year, just the crowd situation and that kind of thing?
Yeah, I'm sure. You know, I couldn't, you know, put my finger on that and say definitely, but, you know, Jamie was not a, he's not a shy guy. He's not a guy that you got the urge to get out there anyway. He likes to play, and, you know, I think he would have done the same thing. Had he not played basketball, I think he was ready to play last year. But playing at defensive back, it was no use to use a year of eligibility last year with the amount of play he would have gotten.
Coach, I think you're at 3-0 at home, and now you have three of the next four games are at home. How much does that help you, especially on offense, the end of the year?
Well, you know, it was loud at Georgia and loud at Mississippi State, and I don't think it was the problem at Mississippi State, and we handled it okay. And you know, we're not a big, you know, we'll have some combinations, but we're not a big communicating by voice team out there on the field. So the comfort level is what really makes the difference. I think, you know, heck, we work out in our stadium on Friday. We don't have to get on an airplane or a bus and be in a, you know, strange place. And we didn't get to work out at Georgia. You know, not that that's a big deal, but, you know, we got a very active student body right now. So, you know, we love all those advantages at home.
Coach, Alex played against Auburn briefly, I guess, haven't played since. Did he have any kind of setback?
No. It's just a, you know, situation where we're going to bring him along just as fast as we possibly can, but not faster.
One more question. Talk a little bit about Thaddeus Lewis and
Well, you know, Thaddeus has been playing a lot of football for Duke. You know, he's, you know, an excellent quarterback. He's got a lot of experience, even though he's, you know, he's a junior, and, you know, he's played a bunch of ball. So you can see he's very mobile. You know, he's got a very fine arm, very accurate arm. So he's going to present problems. And, you know, now they're running the football with him a little bit. You know, we got to be ready for that. All it takes is one play on his own read to kill you. So, you know, we got to be ready for it. And he's got some good receivers. You know, Eron Riley is, you know, has racked up a lot of yards over the years, and he was one of the guys we recruited and really wanted to get, and got a lot of respect for him. Cliff Harris, I think, gives them a running back that can do all the things they want. They got some big guys on both lines, offense and defensive line. So, and they're confident. They're 3-3, and they were up on Miami early in the game and were scoring at ease there for a minute or two right there in the first half. So, we got our work cut out for us. We know it's not going to be easy, but we're looking forward to getting to work on it.
One more question. Thank you very much, Coach.
Thank you.